We are following the big voting rights decision at the Supreme Court today. In a surprise, the court ruled against an Alabama Republican voting map. Critics said the map dilutes the power of black voters.
That ruling upheld precedent, and so did another decision over whether Medicaid patients can sue over poor treatment. Today, the court ruled they can, and Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson wrote the 7-2 opinion. Jamila Michener is Associate Professor of Government at Cornell University and author of Fragmented Democracy, Medicaid, Federalism, and Unequal Politics. And professors, you know this case was brought by the family of Medicaid patient Georgie Talevsky, who developed dementia. And in 2016, his family brought him to a state-owned long-term care facility in Indiana. They say his condition deteriorated. He was moved without permission. They allege medication abuse. They sued the nursing home's parent company. But the Supreme Court wasn't looking at his care. That's another law. They were considering whether the family had the right to sue, particularly under a law cited. So what was that law? And what did the justices say?
Yeah, well, the law was a really critical law called Section 1983. And it was a law that's been longstanding in U.S. history. It was from 1871. And originally, the law was created during a time when it was post-Reconstruction, after the Civil War, and there were atrocities that were being committed against Black Americans in states, and nothing that was being done about it. And what this law did was it allowed people whose private right or whose constitutional or other federal rights were violated on the state level to actually be able to bring claims to federal court. So it was a really important right to private enforcement that allowed people to be able to seek redress on the federal level when they otherwise might not have been able to. Now, fast forward from 1871 to the present, and what this means is that people who have rights under legislation like the legislation that was of substantive concern here, the Federal Nursing Home Reform Act, when you have rights under federal legislation like that and they're violated on the state level, because of the decision that the court made today, you can take issue with that violation in federal court. So you can continue to fight for the enforcement of your rights in federal court.
Right. The Federal Nursing Home Reform Act is the law that guarantees, as Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson wrote, guarantees a longstanding national commitment to provide safe and dignified care for the elderly. And as we know, Medicaid is the public health program for tens of millions of low-income people and the elderly. It's federal money given to states. So what is the meaning of today's decision? If that second law was supposed to guarantee care, what is the need for the first law allowing a lawsuit?
Well, the first law allows for the second law to actually be protected at the federal level. So without the first law, Talevsky's family can't even bring the case. Right. They can't even they don't have the ability to argue that case in federal court to ensure the enforcement of the Federal Nursing Home Reform Act. So that first law, that Section 1983 law, sort of gets you into federal court. It's your pathway into federal court so that you then have a chance to fight for the enforcement of the other rights that are created by federal laws like the Federal Nursing Home Reform Act. Right. So that's kind of the larger umbrella law that makes any of this possible.
Well, we know two justices dissented today, Thomas and Alito. Do we know why?
Well, their dissents varied. Thomas made claims that were, some might say, are related to federalism and around this key issue of when you can actually bring claims to federal court for harms or violations that are occurring on the state level. And one thing that was at issue here was that the claims that were being made about, you know, what rights were violated were pursuant to laws that were connected to the spending clause, right? Mm-hmm. And so Thomas, for example, took issue with that and had a very different interpretation of the spending clause and a different interpretation of when you can bring laws to federal court. So super nitty gritty stuff, but the fact that it wasn't a split decision, that it was a 7-2 decision, and that the majority, a pretty significant majority of the justices voted in favor of upholding the lower court's ruling is a very big deal.
It's a victory for Medicaid patients. Jamila Michener, Associate Professor of Government at Cornell, thank you.
No problem.